with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 25th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. What a busy weekend it was for the sports world. A lot of basketball, of course, some track and field. Let's get you caught up with all of that, starting with Friday's track and field action in Yankton, South Dakota, the Mount Marty University High School meet, where Lamar's community competing both on the girls and the boys' side. Again, this meet not being scored team standing wise, so we'll just give you some individual results. We'll start with the boys' 60-meter hurdles. It was with Ching Hosniong for Lamar's, taking home a fourth-place finish with a time of 9.05 seconds. Tegan Bogue took home eighth in the finals as well, a time of 9.42. Girls' 60-meter hurdles, it was Claire Susamil taking home sixth place with a time of 10.11 seconds. The girls' 400-meter dash, Sienna Cash placing fourth, a time of 103.82. The only champion for Lamar's on Friday in Yankton was Wan Ding Hosniong. He took home the top spot in the boys' high jump with a jump of 6 feet 6 inches. Girls' long jump, Kenzie Nias off to a great start to her freshman campaign, taking home the third place finish in the long jump with a jump of 15 feet 8 and a half inches. Girls' sprint medley for Lamar's takes home third. That was Ariana Westhoff, Sienna Cass, Marilyn Roller, and Kendall Hammerlink with a time of 5:02.79. Boys' 4x200-meter relay takes home a silver medal, 136.26 for Jamie Sitzman, which Hosniong, Andrew Grant, and Israel Beltran. And finally, the girls' 4x800-meter relay for Lamar's takes home third place, a time of 10:57.44 for Sienna Cass, Marilyn Roller, Maya Hogreef, and Kendall Hammerlink. And that should hopefully wrap up the indoor season for our area teams. Let's hope the weather gets a little bit better. Maybe we can have some outdoor meets coming up this week and continue the season here coming up in the next couple of weeks of the early part of the spring. But this weekend was also dominated, not just on the high school side and track, but it was dominated by college basketball. Whether you follow the NAIA or the NCAA level or the junior college level, there was a lot to pay attention to. Let's start with the NAIA level in Sioux City over the weekend. Starting on Friday, the round of 16 wrapping up with Campbellsville beating Menlo 73-61. The University of the Cumberlands over Dakota Wesleyan 87-80. It was Dort and Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin defeating Mayville State University 84-76, and Briarcliff University dominated Indiana Tech 78-52. Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle with a 4-point, 3-rebound, and 1-block performance to send the Chargers into the quarterfinals. Then on Saturday in the quarterfinal round in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center, Providence defeated Marion 78-68. Carroll College over Dakota State University 71-50. The University of the Cumberlands over Campbellsville 88-77, and a matchup of area teams. Dort hangs on to defeat Briarcliff 65-62. Rachel Langhold did have 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks, an assist and a steal in the loss for Briarcliff, but Dort moving on to the semifinals today. To NAIA men's basketball from over the weekend in Kansas City, Missouri. On Friday, it was Langston defeating LSU Shreveport 78-61. Indiana Wesleyan took down Arizona Christian 84-73. The College of Idaho over Madonna 87-65. And it was Morningside defeating the University of the Cumberlands 80-74 with Lamar's community alum Caleb Dreckman pouring in 3 rebounds. Then to Saturday's quarterfinal action in Kansas City, Freed Hardeman defeated Central Baptist 85-74, Grace College over Evangel University 83-76, Langston took down Indiana Wesleyan 61-48, and the College of Idaho beat Morningside 73-56. Caleb Dreckman had 2 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist in the loss of the quarterfinals on Saturday for Morningside. We continue with the basketball coverage, taking a look at the National Junior College Athletic Association Women's Basketball National Championship, where Kirkwood Community College, they have been a perennial power in the sport of women's basketball. They claim their 9th national championship, defeating Johnson Community College 69-58 down in Missouri on Saturday. A couple of MMCRU alums can now add national champions to their resume. Emily Dreckman, a starter on the Kirkwood Community College team, scored 8 points to go along with 5 rebounds and an assist to help the Eagles toward their 9th national championship. Of course, her teammate from MMCRU, Cora Alish, also on the roster and getting a championship ring to add to her hand. Congrats to both of those two on another outstanding season for Kirkwood. Just 2 losses all year as the Eagles win the national championship with a pair of local talent in Emily Dreckman and Cora Alish from MMCRU. We'll keep it just a little bit local here once again, talking about the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Classic that took place at Dallas Center Grimes on Saturday. We had 2 area athletes competing in the All-Star Classic. One of those was Lamar's Community Girls basketball athlete, Meta Scove, competing for the Northwest Iowa girls basketball team in the All-Star Classic. The first round game saw the Southwest team defeat the Northwest team in Iowa 92-85. Scove had a point in that contest at the free throw line. The consolation game saw Northwest Iowa defeat Southeast Iowa 96-62. Scove tacked on 2 points in the victory for Northwest Iowa. To the boys' side, it was Kingsley Pearson product Bo Goodwin competing for the Northwest Iowa team. The opening round saw Southwest Iowa defeat Northwest Iowa 105-102 in overtime. Goodwin had 6 points in that loss. The consolation game saw the Northwest Iowa team pour it on over Southeast Iowa 132-105. Goodwin only had 2 points in that contest, but I know he was a contributor in a number of different ways to get Northwest Iowa to 132 points. Again, Bo Goodwin of Kingsley Pearson competing on the boys' side. Lamar's community grad, or a future grad anyway, Meta Scove, competing on the girls' side down at Dallas Center Grimes over the weekend in the All-Star Classic. Now to some more college basketball results for the weekend. The NCAA Division I women's and men's basketball tournaments playing through coming up today as well. Of course, the women's basketball tournament continues in the national tournament. But scores from the weekend on Friday, it was Colorado defeating Drake 86-72 in the women's tournament opening round. Iowa State had to come from behind to defeat Maryland 93-86. And Nebraska took down Texas A&M 61-59. On Saturday, the round of 64 continued as Iowa defeated Holy Cross 91-65. Utah ended South Dakota State season 68-54. It also ends the season for Akron Westfield alum Natalie Nielsen. Congrats to her on an outstanding second year with the Jackrabbits. Creighton defeated UNLV 87-73. Then on Sunday in the round of 32, yesterday, it was Stanford defeating Iowa State 87-81 in overtime. And Oregon State defeated Nebraska 61-51. To the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament on Friday, Texas A&M defeated Nebraska 98-83 in the round of 64. Then to the round of 32 on Saturday, it was Iowa State punching a ticket to the Sweet 16 over Washington State 67-56. And Creighton's also on to the Sweet 16. The Blue Jays defeated Oregon 86-73. Again, quite the busy weekend in college basketball around the area, and it's only going to get more hectic coming up here the next week or so with the later rounds of the various tournaments. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. There is nothing as far as high school sports are concerned on the docket. There was a girls' soccer game scheduled for today. Lamar's at Denison Schleswig. That has been postponed to May 9th for a number of factors. And most importantly, of course, the program still dealing with the death of their head coach over a week ago. Again, our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to the Green family dealing with that tragic loss of life of Nikki. The schedule continues in college basketball today in the NAIA Women's Tournament in Sioux City. It'll be Carroll College taking on Providence in the national semifinal, and the University of the Cumberlands takes on Dort University and Kingsley Pearson grad Mackenzie Goodwin. The NAIA Men's Basketball National Tournament continues into its semifinal round as Freed Hardeman takes on Grace, and College of Idaho matches up with Langston. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament continues the round of 32 today as Creighton takes on UCLA, and West Virginia matches up with Iowa. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLAM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We're at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.